Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us to wake up this morning, starting us on our way, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless each person all over this land and country, Heavenly Father? Would you bless the guests who come on the show? Would you continue to touch and raise their ministries, Heavenly Father, where they can bring souls unto you, Lord? Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you bless this broadcast to be something that you are acceptable and pleasing with. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And today, our scripture comes from Psalms 121, and it reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And we all know that our help comes from the Lord. I have read Psalms 121. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And the moment you have been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen, I have my guest today, and she's a lady after God's own heart, a soul-stirring psalmist. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce a psalm and present to others Miss Fifi White. Miss Fifi White, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning or good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. Okay, I'm going to start out by asking you a few. Good. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here about your music ministry.
Okay.
All right. And the first question is, what captured your interest in singing gospel music?
Well, basically, I was probably like 5 years old, and I attended a church in Vallejo, California, Evangelist Temple Church of God in Christ. I sang in the Sunshine Band, which is a children's choir, and my sister and brother and I had a gospel group called the We Praises, and I was like, I think maybe 5 or 6. And that's basically what captured my interest, was just growing up in the church and hearing music and being around it.
Uh-huh. Now, you said your sisters and brothers had a gospel choir, so is that something that you guys came up with?
Yeah, we had a gospel group called the We Praises. I think I might have been 6. My sister was like 9, and my brother was 4, I think. Yeah. And it's something that Missionary Cole, who was a missionary at the church, she came up with that.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let me ask you this question. Now, in your bio, and I've been reading your bio, it indicated that you had your church held an Easter revival. So what was your role in that revival, and how did it play a role in bringing out your gift?
You know, honestly, the Easter revival that we had, I was only 5 or 6, so I was never really a part of it. We had Sister Stewart would come down. Basically, Sister Stewart is Mama and Papa Stone.
Okay.
Sly and the Family Stone is his parent. And they would come down and do our Easter revival because she was the sister of Missionary Cole. And they would come down and do the revival every year. But I really didn't play much of a part other than enjoying the music and getting my praise on in the audience because I was so young.
Right. Okay, so that's what I'm asking. So the Easter revival really, you enjoyed, I guess, the praise that was produced.
Yes.
Okay,
definitely. I enjoyed the praise that was going on, and that really stirred my soul. And that influenced me also in my music because I was like, Mama Stone is the bomb. I loved her. She was a powerhouse.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then you indicated that many artists inspired you, but you named in your bio three particular ladies that created this realization that you could become a gospel artist. How did they create this realization within you?
Well, Missionary Cole, the way that she helped me realize what my ministry was by creating the group with my siblings and myself, and I was the leader of that group, so that kind of encouraged me. Sister Holmes, she would come and visit church and visit our church during different holidays, and I just loved her voice. And Evangelist Mosetta Tyson, I just wanted to grow up and be like her. I used to just love to watch her, and she dressed so phenomenally, and just her she was so anointed, and at a young age, I could realize that. It didn't so much let me know that I can be a gospel artist as it did that music was my ministry. It let me realize that music was definitely my ministry.
Okay. That's good.
Yes.
Now, when you write your different songs or when you collaborate with others or even minister your songs to others, what do you want your audience to leave with? What is the message?
The main message that I want my audience to leave with is that Jesus loves imperfect people. He loves imperfect people. He loves people that have issues, who have gone through some things, because he can use them to do a work in them and then show the glory of God. And that's what I want people to walk away with. It doesn't matter what your circumstance is, what you've gone through, what you're going through right now, he can use you in his ministry. There is a place for you.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
To build his kingdom, yes.
That's right. Okay. Now, this year, according to your bio, you released a CD, What Would Jesus Do? And you just indicated that when you write, you want us to know, or you want listeners to know, that God loves imperfect people. But in this instance, when you're writing this CD, What Would Jesus Do? What is the underlying theme that, in other words, change or transform people's hearts? Yes. What would Jesus do?
In this particular song, What Would Jesus Do is basically is one of the singles. The overall album is Love Letter, because basically the entire album talks about the love of Jesus and on every level. The What Would Jesus Do, the concept of What Would Jesus Do is basically it just talks about everyday different situations that you may go through, such as a young lady on the street. You have a choice at that time to either minister to that young lady or to gossip about the young lady, talk about the young lady, you know, judge the young lady. And I'm asking you to look at every situation and see where you can minister to that person in that situation, whether it's a homeless person on the street, a coworker who you don't get along with, again, a young lady on the corner. How can you minister to that person? And that is what the essence of the song is. It wants you to begin to think about and what you can do in that situation that would be more like Christ, more like Jesus, more like what he would do.
That's right. So kind of perfecting your heart and how we think. Okay.
Correct.
And what was, and what inspired you to write that? What, what inspired you to write it? Like
real life situations that I've either experienced or I've seen other people experience. I mean, every day you can drive down any street and see someone on the corner holding a sign, and how many times do we walk past them, you know, because we don't have time, we're running late, you know, we got to go. You know, do we stop and think, you know, hey, let me help this person real quick and then I can get where I'm going. And, you know, your boss will understand, your family will understand, you know. And I work with young people a lot, and that's another thing. A lot of times these young people, they're making these choices, and sometimes they don't know why they're making them. And if we can give them one good word, that could change their entire life.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Now, so as an upcoming artist, what advice was given to you that you could share with others as far as your music ministry?
To be true to myself. Everyone's not going to be a fan of your music. That's okay. It's a ministry. You give others what God gave you, how he gave it to you, and he's going to lead the way. He's going to guide your ministry where it needs to go. So everyone has their own place, their own calling, and their own gift, and just embrace your own gift. That's right. What is it? They say stay in your lane.
Yes, stay in
but,
your
lane.
But, you
know, lane. Everyone has their place.
That's right. You're right.
You
exactly
have to
right.
accept that.
That's right. And speaking
yes.
of places, now you travel to various places with your ministry. So what impact has your music ministry had on people? Because I know that I'm pretty sure that your music is impacting people. So
yes.
what would you say, you know, what impact has your ministry had on different people?
I know that. I know for a fact, another gospel artist, he told me that when he listened to What Would Jesus Do, he was checking himself, like, hmm.
Right, kind of evaluate,
like,
yeah.
You know, it made him, like you said, it made him evaluate, you know, am I doing what Jesus would do?
Right,
and that's
right.
the impact that I see the most. Another mm-hmm. song on the EP is Dear Lord, and that song, it kind of is a questioning song.
Uh-huh.
It's basically, you know, we're taught not to question God because God
right.
knows everything. He sees all. But we have to admit that oftentimes we question God. It's in the Bible. Help us with our unbelief.
That's right.
So the song is questioning, but at the end of the song, it gives scripture to answer those questions, to ease your soul, to soothe you, to let you know that no matter what you're going through, again, he is listening. He does hear you. He's there. He loves you. He's
right.
there. So that's another thing that I would like for the impact to be. And I've seen that many people begin to say, wow, you know, so I'm not the only person who questions God. But there are answers
right.
to those questions.
Right.
And they're in the Bible. You can find
that's
them.
Right. Right. And see, everything
so,
you're saying
yes.
is really tying in. That's why I'm listening, because you just said that you want people to know about being true to themselves. And then you're writing about, well, what would Jesus do? Would he, you know, pass up this man who's holding up a sign? What would Jesus do? We need to evaluate ourselves. So all of this
yes.
is tying in into your ministry, which really leads back to the heart, which you indicated that you want people to be true to themselves. So it's all going
yes.
back.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. All right. So what direction do you see your ministry taking in the next year or so?
It's such a baby. I was thinking about this, and I think about this all the time. I see my ministry, I see it growing and touching the lives of people who may not go to church necessarily. I want it to touch people. I want it to touch the man on the street, the girl on the corner, right where they are, and bring them to the understanding of Christ. That's what I want my ministry. That's where I see my ministry going, touching people who are lost and bringing them into the fold.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Now, is there anything
yeah.
that we didn't cover that you would like to share as far as your music ministry or projects that you have going on?
Well, basically, right now it's an EP out with 4 songs. My album should be coming out this spring. We had a little hold up, so it should be
right.
coming out, the full album, Love Letter, this spring. Just keep your eyes, your ears, and your hearts open for my ministry, and continue to serve the Lord. Know that he loves you. Know that he will reach you where you are, and he just wants you to come, and he will do the rest. That's basically it, you know, just that's what I want. Just come. Just come. He will do the rest.
That's right. Okay. And do you have, like, so if someone wanted to purchase CDs or come to different engagements, how can they contact you?
They can contact me via my artist page on Facebook, which is Fifi White on Facebook, or they can call for booking or engagements. They can call 1-916-308-3524.
Okay. Okay. Well, Ms. Fifi White, you're just short and to the point here, because we still have time. So is there anything? First of all, I want to appreciate you for accepting the invitation to come on the show. I really believe in your ministry, and I would like to support it by obtaining a CD. And so when your CDs come out, I want to be sure to get one.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I'll definitely keep you posted and let you know where that. I know that you can get it online, but
okay.
You can definitely get it online, Amazon, I believe, iTunes, CD Baby, Those are ways that you can obtain it online, download it. But when I get a hard copy, I will let you know.
Okay, and I sure do appreciate your time. I appreciate your time. I know you have a busy schedule, but once again, thank you, and please stay in touch with me, Ms. Fifi White.
Oh, I guess I will, definitely.
All right, thank
you so much. Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I spoke to Ms. Fifi White, and I have a few announcements before we conclude the show. And the first announcement is to be sure to continue to tell your family and friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show, and that is blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Also, the fashion line is here, fashionsbylove.com is here. Please be sure to check out that site. In addition to that, on tomorrow we're going to have someone who is also into music come on the show, and I will post those on my Facebook page. In addition to that, we're going to have more radio personalities from New York, Detroit, Washington, Texas, and other areas come on the show. Be sure to check out the Stella Awards information. And remember, on Wednesday we're having our prayer time. So please be sure to tune in. And once again, I appreciate everyone who is listening on the show. I thank my guest who came on the show and shared her ministry with me. I don't take anything for granted because these people have hectic schedules, but they make out time to come on the show, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate God and my family and my friends. And just continue to support each other and pray for each other and lift each other up in prayer. And do not forget to pray to God and do what God has asked us to do. Thank you so much, and have a blessed evening. Until tomorrow, goodbye, everybody, and be sure, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Thank you so much, and goodbye, everybody.